Michael, how many times have I told you about eating Thelma's cooking?
What was it, Michael?
Die. Live and let die.
What? Michael, I said die.
Nah, sugar, you said live. Penny
said
let.
I said hang.
Nobody said...
Miss Bookman.
Hello, JJ. May I speak with my husband, please?
Mr. Bookman isn't here.
Not here?
No.
But he said he'd be here. He said he had to unclog your kitchen sink.
Miss Bookman, that sink's not clogged.
Yeah, and even if it was, Bookman wouldn't fix it. We would.
My dear, anyone can use Drano.
Yeah, but around here, we got something more powerful than Drano. All we do is hang Thelma's picture over the drain and the clog runs away. We call it Thelmo.
Yes, and when it's really clogged up, we have to use the snake. So we send JJ down there personally.
Yeah,
so you have no idea where Nathan is?
Uh-uh, but we'll give him a message if we see him.
Yeah, what should we tell him?
Tell him...
How do we spell that?
I can't tell you. It's too personal, too intimate, too painful.
Well, if you want it that way...
Well, it started about a month ago. Nathan started going out almost every evening. He told me he was working, but he's never where he's supposed to be. So I guess the answer is obvious. My Nathan is seeing another woman!
Another woman? I can't imagine seeing Bookman with another woman. Another buffalo.
Mrs. Bookman, what JJ meant was, you know, Mr. Bookman with another woman. That's impossible.
Then why did he tell me he was coming here tonight? And why did he leave the house without his tool belt? I've never known him to work without it. He even wore it on our honeymoon.
Maybe he just took in a movie, you know?
Yeah, even Bookman needs a change in his daily routine. He gets tired of sleeping all day.
Bookman doesn't go to the movies. He says they don't stimulate him intellectually.
Intellectually? Hold on, we talking about the same Mr. Bookman?
I'm just not Nathan's equal when it comes to the brains department. After all, a man gets tired of coming home to just a beautiful face and figure every day.
You mean Mr. Bookman was married before?
Mrs. Bookman, I'm sure there's an explanation. I mean, I just can't imagine Bookman with another... woman on the side.
Don't be too sure of yourself. There's more to Nathan than meets the eye.
If there was any more to Mr. Bookman, he'd be a 51st state.
Well, when Mr. Bookman comes home, he can explain the whole thing to you, and all your worries will be over.
Sweet Thelma, you're probably right. Nathan cheat on me. Never. Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you so much, everyone.
Hi, Vi.
Hi.
Girl, there's so many things needs to be done around here. Where is Booger? What is she crying about? I always call him Booger. Hi, baby. Listen, what's going on? What's happening with Miss Bookman?
Well, she thinks Mr. Bookman has a chick on the side.
What?
Whatever that is.
Well, hold on. Bookman's been sneaking out lately, and Mrs. Bookman thinks he's seen another woman.
Oh, no. Yeah. Seen another woman? Bookman and another woman? Lord have mercy. I believe that when I see Reverend Ike ride the bus.
No, now, wait a minute now. Me being the emperor of ecstasy, the connoisseur of amour, think Bookman is attracted to someone directly opposite of him.
Directly opposite of Booger? Mm-hmm. No! You know what? Then Booger is going out with a skinny, hardworking white woman.
Now, wait a minute. Just because a man is sneaking out at night doesn't mean he's cheating on his wife.
You're right. Ain't no point in accusing nobody falsely. Y'all remember Ray, my ex-husband?
Oh, yeah, Ray!
Yeah, he used to go out at night. Uh-huh. But I wasn't worried. Uh-huh. I wasn't confused. I trusted him. Oh, yeah. You want to know what he was really doing? Seeing another woman.
Oh, my goodness. JJ, we just cannot let Mrs. Bookman go through that.
Then why don't we ask Mr. Bookman where he goes?
Oh, no, honey. It's dangerous. Asking a dude if he got another woman on the side? He could go berserk and go upside your head.
Or break your face.
That's what I mean.
Or rip off your lips.
So who's gonna ask him?
Mama, do I have to go next door?
Now, I told you that Bookman and I have a little talk to do today, and it's kind of personal.
Are you going to ask him if he has a girlfriend?
Well, I'm going to ask him, and not just like that, bluntly, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be nice.
Then how are you going to do it?
Well, I'm going to be clever. I'm going to use tact and psychology. The same kind of psychology I used to discover that you were the one that ate the last piece of blueberry pie.
Oh. You're gonna open his mouth and see if his teeth are purple.
You ain't funny, get out of here. Go on, get your game and go. Say hi and goodbye, young lady.
All right. Hi, pretty.
Sorry I can't stay, Mr. Bookman, but I gotta go to the Evans. So Mama can talk personal with you.
Well, Miss Woods, what is this life and death emergency that can't wait for me to put you on my list?
Oh, there wasn't no emergency, man.
You mean you're wasting my valuable time?
Well, I had to think of something to get you up here by yourself.
Miss Woods, I gotta go.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, relax. Sit down. We got the whole night ahead of us.
We do?
Uh-huh. You know what? All these years we've known each other, we never really talked. But now all that's gonna change.
It is?
That's why I sent Penny over to the Evans so you can, we could be by ourselves, have a little privacy.
I knew I splashed on too much, Brute.
Sit down, please. Relax. Have a little wine, a little bit for you, and a little bit for me.
Miss Woods.
Yeah?
You know, I'm a married man. You know, I shouldn't be fooling around like this.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Oh, no, we're not. Miss Woods, look, this may break your heart. Listen to me, please. But it's too late for us.
It's only 5 after 7.
I mean, it's too late for us to have a flame.
A what?
I can't blame you for trying. You know, Miss Woods, in a building full of lonely women, I guess the janitor's just a sex object. Of course, if it's any consolation, if we'd have met 20 years ago.
Get your hands off me, fool! Don't you have any idea why I asked you up here?
Yeah. Like I told you, a building full of lonely women.
Ain't nobody that lonely, honey. I asked you up here, Booger, because you're my friend, and I'm just trying to help you save your marriage.
What are you talking about? There ain't nothing wrong with my marriage.
When's the last time you looked? Honey, last night, Miss Bookman was knocking on everybody's door looking for you.
Hey, come on. Violet already hassled to be out there. Don't you do it, Miss Woods.
All Violet wants to know is where you're going every night. Why don't you tell her so she can stop climbing the walls, man?
Look, she knows where I am. There ain't nothing to be upset about.
Yes, there is. Listen, sit down here. The one thing I want to... Oh!
She's dead now.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
I can't go out like this.
Good. You ought to stay home sometime.
Look, Miss Woods, do me a favor, please. Can you take your stain out?
Oh, you want me to do you a favor? I'll put you on the list like you do me.
Please.
Oh, okay, okay. Take your pants off.
What?
I said take your pants off.
Where am I supposed to go?
Go into the bathroom. Take off your pants so I can clean them. What you doing wearing your Sunday suit in the first place? You a janitor, don't you know that?
Never mind that, Miss Woods. Please get the stain out. I got an appointment in 20 minutes.
What kind of appointment?
Oh, it's not that important.
Well, if it ain't that important, why are you in such a hurry?
Well, I got to catch up on some work.
Oh, now I know that's a lie. There's a window in that bathroom that's been sealed up so long that my daughter thinks it's a painting.
Don't worry, I'll fix it tomorrow. Hurry up, please.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Lord have mercy. You got enough material in these pans here to make new costumes for the Silvers. I tell you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hi, Lola.
Hi, Bart.
Nathan said he had some work up here. Where is he?
Oh, well, you know,
Hey, hurry up. I ain't got all night, you know?
Bye, listen, it's not what it looks like. You know what happened. Booger came up. I gave him a glass of wine. He spilled it on his pants. I was trying to clean it off. You got to understand. You got to believe. You don't believe nothing I'm saying. Talk to her. Talk to her.
Oh, don't bother to get dressed on my account. I'm only your wife.
Hey, look, Violet, this is all one big misunderstanding.
Nathan. Every time you look in a mirror, it's one big misunderstanding.
Bye, wait a minute. Bye. I was doing this for you. I was just trying to help you, and I was trying to find out where your husband goes at night.
Well, it seems to me it's obvious where he goes at night.
Obvious? But you think he and me... Girl, that is ridiculous.
All right. Where do you go then, Nathan?
Where?
Where? Nothing. Tell her.
Okay, Violet, you found me out. I'm seeing Miss Woods.
What are you talking about, sucker? Bye. He's lying through his teeth. I mean, he is lying. I am innocent.
Yeah? Then whose pants was in whose hands?
Hey, Violet, look, we'll both laugh about this when we get home.
Well, you better start laughing now, because this is as close to home as you're going to get.
Hey, but Violet!
Your things will be in the hall.
Where am I supposed to sleep?
You can make your home with a buffalo robe.
Well, Buff, you better talk fast, honey. Why'd you tell her you were seeing me?
Because I couldn't think of another lie.
You couldn't think of another lie? Well, how about the truth? Couldn't be any worse than what you already told, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, look, that's my problem, not yours.
What do you mean, fatso? You just made it my problem.
Well, what's going on around here? Either Miss Bookman is crying or the rats and roaches start yodeling.
Jay? Violet thinks she knows who the other woman is.
Who?
Me.
What?
Yes. That's what El Casanova told her.
And she believed him?
She kicked me out. I ain't got no place to stay.
You got that right, honey.
That's too bad, Bookman. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute, JJ. My man, old buddy. Look here. I don't want you to worry about me being out in the cold tonight. Because as I see it, I got one or two places I can stay.
Oh, yeah? What's number one?
Number one is the apartment where the Evans family lives.
No way, Jose. Brooklyn, you better come up with number two.
Number two is the apartment where the Evans family used to live.
JJ, how long is Brooklyn gonna be staying here?
I guess until Violet's convinced that Willona is not his girlfriend.
That could be forever.
Yeah, and with all this junk laying around here, don't be surprised if you find plaster of Paris in your pancakes.
Dumb, with the way you cook, it wouldn't make any difference.
Huh? I see Sleeping Beauty is still sleeping.
Oh, Willona, it is just awful in here. With that old buffalo snoring and everything, and all this junk laying around. Boy, I can't take it anymore.
Let me try. Burger. Burger.
Get up!
Burger. The house is on fire!
Fool!
Burger, why don't you stop this foolishness and go on back home? Don't you miss your wife?
Yeah, I guess I miss her.
So why don't you tell her?
I don't miss her that much.
Bookman, whatever you've been doing lately can't be too important that you're jeopardizing your marriage.
Not to mention my reputation. You know, the word is out that you and I got something going on. Can you imagine? I'm getting all these strange phone calls.
Other offers?
No, condolences.
Oh, look, Mr. Woods, you know, I hate to put you through this, but I just can't tell you anything now. I'm sorry.
Thanks a lot.
Well, Willona, don't say you didn't try. I'll see y'all later.
Okay, baby.
You know, Willona, I had a terrible thought. Suppose Brooklyn is not seeing another woman, but he's doing something illegal.
Illegal? Like pushing pot?
That belly of pot's the only thing he could push.
Excuse me. I was told I could find Nathan Bookman here.
Well, he is here, but he's busy now.
In the meanwhile, would you like to take a little plunge?
Well, I just stopped by to bring him his sweater. He left it in my room last night.
He left his sweater in your room last night?
Well, I think it was last night, because the night before that, he wasn't wearing one.
Lord have mercy.
Well, see, so you're the one he's been seeing.
Of course. Well, just give him his sweater.
Hey, what about some hot water in here? Somebody should call a janitor.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Brenda. Brenda! What are you doing here?
I brought your sweater.
Oh, well, thanks. Sorry, you can't stay.
Hold it, honey. That's your little Southern hospitality around here. Let's all get to know her a little better. I think Violet would like to meet this young lady here.
But no, she really can't stay.
Thank you, but I really must be on my way. And I'll see you tonight. One more thing. Your mind didn't seem to be on your work last night, Nathan. I hope you do better by next week.
Yeah, I will.
After all, as your teacher, I want you to be ready for the test.
Test? What test?
Good Lord, it's getting late. You gotta go.
The high school equivalency test. Nathan is gonna get his diploma. Aren't you, Nathan?
Yeah. See you tomorrow, Brenda.
Is that what this is all about? Oh, Booger, you're getting your heart. Oh, going to night school.
Hey, yeah, Bookman. What's wrong with going to night school? And the way that teacher look, I wouldn't mind matriculating with her myself.
Bookman, why were you afraid to tell your wife?
You guys just don't understand.
Oh, you can talk to her.
Will someone tell Mr. Bookman that the soon-to-be ex-Mrs. Bookman is announcing their legal separation?
Hey, Violet, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't, and I'm getting a Mexican divorce.
You going to Tijuana?
No, my attorneys are Gomez and Gonzalez.
Don't let her do this, Booger. Tell her, stop her. Come on, well, tell her the truth.
Hey, Violet, you really want to know what I've been doing nights?
If you care to tell me.
Go on, go on.
Well, I've been working as a topless bartender.
Oh, wait a minute, Violet, wait a minute, Violet, wait. Are you going to tell her the truth, man? Okay, I'll tell you. No, shut up. I'm going to tell her. Nathan has been going to night school to get his high school diploma.
His high school
diploma. That's
I lied.
You lied?
I dropped out of school when I was in 11th grade to go to work. I've been going to night school.
But why did you lie, Nathan?
Because, okay, Violet, when I first met you, I wanted you more than anything in the world. And when a guy wants something that bad, he'll do anything to get it. I found out that you were impressed by college men, so I became a college man.
And why did you decide to go back to school?
Reverend Jesse Jackson. I was watching him on one of those talk shows. And he was talking about Operation Push. I stood there and I took a long look at myself. So here I am, 43 years old. And I ain't accomplished nothing. I mean, it seemed like it was too late. But it isn't, Violet. I'm going back to high school. I'm going to get my high school diploma. And I'm going to make something out of myself. Well, now you know the truth. You can go to Gomez and Gonzalez and get El Divorcio.
Nathan, I'm not getting the divorce.
Why not? I mean, I married you after all. I married you under false pretenses.
Nathan, any kid can drop out of high school. But it takes a real man to go back. Nathan, I'm prouder of you now than I've ever been. Oh, dear sweet Willona. I'm so terribly sorry for all of this. Can you forgive me?
Fine.
This was Vi, sorry. I am too.
Hey, hold on there, bro, man. What about that hot water? You're supposed to fix that.
My Nathan? Practically a high school graduate doing manual labor? How dare you? Come in.